All right, we are moving right along in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. My name is Lena. We are in Morning Minutes. Today is episode 31, and the study of Morning Minutes in 1 Corinthians is called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. You can find more about this ministry at livingwithpower.org. If you want to catch up in Morning Minutes, go there and subscribe under livingwithpower.org/morningminutes. This morning, how to handle gray areas in the Christian life, and building on our talk a few days ago, what you need to know about Christian liberty. Now we're going to talk about how to handle gray areas. The gray area that we're dealing with in the Church of Corinth had to do with food offered to idols. Basically, back in that day, they had polytheistic, you know, idols that they worshipped, the multiple gods, and the Greeks and the Romans would, this is outside of the church, the Greeks and the Romans would believe that the evil spirits would attach to foods and get into humans. And so one of the ways that they offset that evil was they would take the meats and offer them to their false gods, and then they would gain favor, and the meat would become decontaminated as they offered it to idols. Well, what would happen is that all of the meat was not burned up at the altar. And so what was not burnt up was sold in the marketplace. And now the Christians in Corinth, you know, they had this debate about whether it was okay to eat that meat that had been offered to idols, now sold in the marketplace. And it had become quite divisive in the church over, so much so that Paul has to address it in a chapter here. And of course, the knowledge was that, hey, you know, there was one faction that would say, well, there are no false gods and spirits, and this is all, you know, BS. And so they looked down on the Christians that whose conscience was weaker, and they didn't want to eat it because they felt like they were still under the influence of that, you know, pre-Christ thought in their mind. They had been saved from this polytheistic, you know, evil spirit warded off sort of mentality. And so they were fighting over this. Again, a petty thing in some ways, but real fights, real people. Here's what Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 8:7-13. However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former association with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged, if his conscience is weak, to eat food offered to idols? And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. This is huge. Thus, sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat lest I make my brother stumble. Okay, this is huge because it doesn't just apply to foods offered to idols, but to all gray areas in the Christian life. Here's point number one. As you mature in your Christian walk, you will recognize that gray areas exist. What you might not think is a gray area, as you mature, you will see that there may be two ways to do one thing. Okay, there's some no-brainers, but there are a lot of, most areas in life are gray areas, which are areas in which God has given us the freedom to choose. Gray areas, listen, admittedly, are sometimes hard to navigate. Your tradition, your upbringing, your favorite teacher will sway you to the point where you can't hear what God has to say. You just listen to what you were taught growing up. So be careful. Gray areas can make one person stumble and not the other. Okay, that's the other important thing, is what might be a gray area for him or her might not be a gray area for you, but there's a way to handle it. So as you mature in your Christian walk, you will recognize that gray areas exist. That's the first step, recognize it. Number two, as you mature in your Christian walk, you'll understand that you will not impress God with your behavior. Okay, you go back to, you're saved by grace, Christ paid the price for your sin. When you fix your eyes, when you make your focus the cross of Christ, you'll remember that. That doesn't matter whether you eat food offered to idols or not. That's not going to gain your favor to God. See, we think if I live a certain way, God will be pleased to me. Therefore, he will answer my prayers, bring a husband in my life, you know, do the things that I want him to do. We want to manipulate God with our behavior. And as you mature in Christ, you'll understand that you won't impress God with your behavior. Whether you land on one side of a gray area or another, God looks at your heart, not just your behavior. And whether you fail or succeed in how you live, God has saved you because of Christ, not because of you, not because of your performance. This is huge. It's freeing. It's freedom. And that's awesome. And thirdly, as you mature in your Christian walk, you will resolve to protect your weaker brother above all else. That's the point of this. Paul is so clear in that. The brother for whom Christ died. First of all, there's value in all humans, but particularly the fact that Jesus died for humans. Now this is your brother in Christ. And so Paul goes as far as saying, I will never eat meat lest I make my brother stumble. What should drive you in all of this is love, and what should drive you is Jesus. Jesus died for your brother or sister in Christ. Are you resolved to protect your weaker brother above your personal freedom? Are you resolved to protect your weaker brother's conscience above your longings and desires and cravings? Maybe cravings is a better word. How much do you want what you want? See, a mature Christian recognizes that there's something more important about me getting what I want, and it is me yielding what can be rightfully mine for the sake of love. Do you know that when you start living this way, the world will notice? I think one of the problems in our Christian world today is that the church is failing in this miserably. As opposed to yielding to our brothers and sisters in love, we're fighting for our own rights in the area of politics and opinions, and we're losing our testimony and our focus because of a desire to win every argument. And I think this passage in chapter 8 applies to so many areas in life. And it's a challenging chapter when you start thinking about the things in your life that you maybe even are gray areas, but you've made them to be blacks and whites. So one question to ask is, God, is this a black and white area or is it a gray area? And some things we're calling gray are not. They're black and white areas. Other things we're calling black and white areas should really be gray. And so let's ask God for wisdom in that. Do you have a question about that? I'd love to try to answer more specifically in private. Email me at lena@livingwithpower.org. Or put a comment on the social media posts, and let's have a discussion on those things. These are not easy, but God has given us the answers to all of those things in His Word. So let's pray for wisdom. And in the meantime, remember that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, tell somebody about Jesus today and come back tomorrow for more.